Welcome to the Steady Decline Sportscast, where we walk the slippery slope.
So you don't have to.
We're your hosts. I'm Tom from Maryland.
And I'm Steve from New York. So, Tom, why don't you tell people what the show is going to be all about?
So the concept originally formed when I started realizing that I wanted to talk with someone about some sports ideas that I've had floating around and, you know, get into further discussion about them. And I couldn't think of anyone better than my buddy Steve, who is actually in the sports journalism industry.
Yes, sir.
Steve, why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself?
All right. So I have been a writer my whole life. For a long time, I was not a sports journalist. I covered sports in college. And then I was a city reporter for a long time. But in the past 5 or so years, I finally got back to being a sports reporter for a local newspaper. So mostly I cover high school sports, some college, and we have an AHL team in my coverage area, which is the Utica Comets, which I cover them too. And, you know, I've been a lifelong sports fan and athlete. I am an upstate New York resident, so I normally that would mean I root for all the New York teams, but I'm a bit of a contrarian, a non-homer, if you will. So I root for the New York Yankees because I was brainwashed by my New York Yankee fan mom, who is a diehard, a true blue Yankee fan. I am a New Orleans Saints fan when it comes to the NFL, so I am a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs when it comes to hockey. And in recent years, I have gotten a lot more interested in soccer. That is in the English Premier League. I am a Tottenham Hotspur supporter, and I root for the LAFC team in the MLS. I have a friend who works in the organization and got a championship ring this year. Elsewise, I am an Oregon football fan in college football. And that, for the most part, I'm not much of a basketball fan. I watch me some March Madness. I used to root for the Hoyas, the Georgetown Hoyas, but that's kind of come and gone. That's kind of my sports fandom history. What about you?
Well, like Steve, I am also a big sports fan, basically due to my mother. But we kind of are Homer fans, where I've been rooting for Baltimore teams basically all my life. I just remember as a very little kid watching the Orioles make their run in 83. And then, of course, the Colts left, but I was still kind of too young to really understand all of that. But then I started watching Thurman Thomas in the NFL and just fell in love with his running game and became a Bills fan just through attrition of really liking Thurman Thomas and watching the Bills play. Fell in love with football, really football. NFL football is my favorite sport. But I do love the college game. I root for the Maryland Terps. I also grew up watching Notre Dame games. My grandfather was a big Notre Dame fan. So my grandmother would always watch Notre Dame games growing up. And so I just, you know, I fell in love with that team as well. As far as like NBA goes, I watch NBA and I like a lot of players and different teams, but I don't really have a specific team. I grew up really liking John Stockton and the Utah Jazz, so I kind of gravitated towards them. But over the years, I've really just watched basketball as a fan of the game and not really as like a fan of a team. Yeah, I mean, that about covers everything that I love until Baltimore finally got a football team again in 96, and I talked to my mother about it because she kind of became a Bills fan too, and we said, do we want to make this move over? I said, Mom, I'm willing to do whatever you want to do, and she's like, I think I want to be a Ravens fan, and I think I'm going to go to games, and we became Ravens fans from day one, and it's been awesome. So that covers sort of, you know, my love of sports and where it's at. I'm not a journalist. I just always think, man, I heard something or I saw something. I'd really love to just like spitball about my take on those things with a buddy of mine. And Steve and I have known each other for over 20 years. So it felt like the perfect marriage, so to speak, to try to do a podcast. Steve also has some experience in podcasting. He's done a few, so it just felt right. And, you know, we're here to bring you a funny but serious at times show as well. We'll do some episodes where we have serious content that we want to talk about, but the steady decline is really about also making up sort of radical, hysterical at times ideas about how we would solve these topics, just because it just, you know, it's something different. You know, you don't see a lot of people just make fun about it. And sports is a game and it is fun. And so we wanted to make it fun by doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. When you first came up with the idea and kind of pitched it to me, it was interesting because it kind of had a few different facets. One, there's the kind of the basis of let's take a topic, not a week in review, not a Baltimore Orioles cast, not, you know, these kind of either very specific or very general topics that we could do, but just picking an aspect, usually something that has come up in the season. We talk about concussions because during the season this year, there was in the NFL, Tua Tagovailoa had some issues with some concussions that made us really concerned with, you know, looking at how the NFL and just sports in general deal with some serious medical issues. And sometimes we come up with really absurd solutions to things that are more fun and humorous to talk about. But the idea of getting to take a moment in time, an issue that comes up because we kind of see it happen in whatever we're watching at the time, and we don't want to talk about the team. We're not here to talk about to make playoff prognostications or go on about the AL East Major League Baseball playoff run. We wanted to talk about something like athletes getting paid, college athletes getting paid, or the coaching carousel, or how to fix things that the leagues have changed. We talk about the shift in Major League Baseball, or flopping in college basketball. So it was really interesting to me, the idea of getting to pick something, a topic that, you know, the way that we choose our topics and how we talk about them is not the kind of thing that I hear too much out there in the world and in the world of podcasting. And that's why I was keen to sign on.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the first topics I remember thinking about was poor system of ties in the NFL, and how much I just felt like when I was listening to various other media outlets and reading up on it, and nobody was actually talking about how to solve the issue. And it seemed to have just been glossed over. So we've got an episode of that coming up for you, as well as a bunch of good other stuff. And, you know, we definitely want to connect with the fans. We want to do some polls. We want to get your opinions and see what you think about the topics that we have as we present episodes to you.
Yeah, we're going to have a bit of a social media presence so we can interact and put that stuff out there and have some of these conversations. I think that the best use of things like Twitter for us is going to be the follow-up to an episode and what people think, or people maybe coming to us with ideas that maybe we hadn't thought of, or we didn't know if it would warrant an episode. And if people want to hear our takes on it, then we're going to dive into those things.
Exactly.
You're always going to hear. We're going to give you our socials during every episode, and we'll have that stuff out there, and we'll be accessible because you know, we don't have necessarily all the answers, or even some answers at all. In some cases, we find that in a few episodes we talk about the fact that really there's the old rule and there's the rule that they changed it to, and like those seem like really the only two real options.
Right. And, you know, sometimes it is going to be black and white, and other times it's not going to be. And like you said, you know, sometimes we may have a good solution and sometimes we may not have a solution. And we don't think necessarily everything that we're going to say on this show is going to be correct and the best way to go about something. But usually the take that we're going to have is somewhat different than what you hear out there, because there's no sense in repeating that stuff. There's plenty of like guys getting paid a ton of money on some of these other venues that, you know, have talked about some of these topics ad nauseum, and maybe their take is different than ours. So we're always going to accept people's feedback and the ability for the fans of the show and anyone else to let us know what they think.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what maybe some of these topics generate as far as where an episode goes after we put it out in the world. So that's a interesting and exciting part of the whole process, too.
Yeah, and I think the other cool thing is we're going to try to keep the episodes to around like 30 minutes. So, you know, your drive to work or your lunch break or whatever. We don't want to eat up too much of anyone's time. Like, we're all busy human beings. We got stuff to do. But, you know, it'll be a nice thing to just get in, get out, check out the episode when they hit. And, again, let us know what you think. And if you think the episodes are too short, too long, whatever, whatever it is, we just want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will not take offense if you listen at 1.5 speed.
For sure.
All right, man, you happy with that, or you got more you want to add?
No, I mean, I think that's good.
Until next time, check us out on Twitter at SteadyDeclineSC. Find us on Facebook at The Steady Decline Sportscast, or email us at TheSteadyDecline@ProtonMail.com. Our intro and outro music is by Unlikely Icons, so check out all his projects at UnlikelyIcons.com. In the meantime, keep it on The Steady Decline.